sister from walking in wet boots. With the possible exception of Narayan, not a soul amongst us remained mission-oriented. Everybody just wanted to drop somewhere while somebody else got a fire going so we could dry out and get something to eat. Narayan insisted that we press on to the Deceiver Temple in the heart of the grove.
"It'll be dry there,"
he promised. His proposal aroused no enthusiasm. Though we were barely inside its boundary, the smell of the grove surrounded us. It was not a pleasant odor. I wondered how much worse it was back in the heyday of the Deceivers, when they murdered people there often and in some numbers. The place possessed strong psychic character, an eeriness, a creepiness. Guni would blame that on Kina, because this was one of the places where a fragment of her dismembered body had fallen, or something such. Despite the fact that Kina was also supposed to be bound in enchanted sleep somewhere, on or under or beyond the plane of glittering stone. Guni do not have ghosts. We Vedna do. Yuang Bo do. For me, the grove was haunted by the souls of all the victims who died there for Kina's pleasure or glory or whatever reason stranglers kill. Had I mentioned it, Narayan or one of the more devout Guni would have brought up the matter of Rakshasas. Those malignant demons, those evil night rangers jealous of men and gods alike. Rakshasas might pretend to be the spirit of someone who had passed on, merely as a tool for tormenting the living. Uncle Doge said,
"Like it or not, Narayan is right. We should move into the best shelter available. We would be no less safe there than here, and we would be free of the pestilential drizzle."
The rain just would not go away. I considered him. He was old and worn out, and had less reason to want to move on than any of us younger folks. He must have a reason to want to go on. He must know something. Doge always did. Getting him to share it was the big trick. I was in charge. Time for an unpopular decision. "We'll go ahead." Grumble, grumble, grumble. The temple projected a presence more powerful than that of the grove. I had no trouble locating it without being able to see it. Walking close behind, Swan asked me,
"How come you never tore this place down when you were on top?"
I did not understand his question. Narayan, just ahead of me, overheard it and did understand.
"They tried. More than once. We rebuilt it when no one was watching."
He launched a rambling rant about how his goddess had watched over the builders. It sounded like a recruiting speech. He kept it up until Runmust swatted him with a bamboo pole. It was one of those poles, too, though Narayan did not know. The grove was a very dark place, perfect for an ambush by shadows. Runmust was not going to go quietly. I could not help wondering what evil Soulcatcher was up to now that she had complete freedom to work her will upon Taglios. I hoped the people who stayed behind completed their missions, particularly those tasked to penetrate the palace again. Jal Barundandi had to be recruited and brought in too deep to run before his rage subsided sufficiently for reason to reassert itself. Chapter 51 The baby continued to